Cassius Clay was Muhammad Ali. Bill Brown was Lovin' Dan.
Donnie Fritz was Funky Donnie Fritz. Funky Donnie Fritz was the Alabama leaning man.
James Smith was LL Cool J.
Roanoke, Virginia is the Star City.
Harold Grange was the Galloping Ghost. Harold Jenkins was Conway Twitty. It is what it is, not how it's gotta be. From my point of obstructed view, we are who we are, not who we're gonna be. Every passing moment is ancient history.
Ronald Crosby from New York State was a native Texan named Jerry Jeff Walker.
Gene Chandler was the Duke of Earl. Lucille Lucer was Joan Crawford. George Herman Ruth was Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was the Sultan of SWAT. Ninja Ted was Judo Jim. The Dig Dug champion was Tommy Gillott. It is what it is, not how it's gotta be. From my point of obstructed view, we are who we are, not who we're gonna be. Every passing moment is ancient history. Irvin Johnson was Magic Johnson. Larry Bird was a French Lick Hick. Richard Starkey was Ringo Starr. Richard Nixon was Tricky Dick. Dick Trickle was a race car driver. Really, he was a race car driver. A talented and popular race car driver. Richard Anderson was Agent MacGyver. Francis Gum was Judy Garland. Sid Bream was Safe at Home.
The secret sauce was Thousand Island. The eighth world wonder was the Astrodome.
Amelia Earhart was an aviatrix. Warren Mihachik was an angling champ. Frederick Douglass was an abolitionist. Put his face on a 5-cent stamp. It is what it is, not how it's gotta be. From my point of obstructed view, we are who we are, not who we're gonna be. Every passing moment is ancient history. Oh, you are who you are, so who every passing moment is ancient history. Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here at WTJU, and out there in Radioland, you hear the clapping. We have people here. It's really good that you came out.
Yeah, they're happy people, and they will vouch for the fact that Eric Brace and I played every note of that song ourselves with no assistance, and the hot guitar solo that you heard.
And those three-part harmonies with two voices?
Three-part harmonies. Eric's been working on his tuven throat singing a lot. Now, actually, we have, no offense, Charlottesville, but our favorite TJ is here. This is Tom Utes, and that's J-U-T-Z on guitar.
Right.
No offense, Charlottesville. That's good. Why, is there another TJ around here?
You know, there have been very few times in my life when I preface something with no offense that someone hasn't taken offense.
Well, I think that's pretty much what happens. If anybody says, hey, look, no offense, but right. It's the but that clues
it's
you in.
It's the but, yeah.
Peter and I have made several records together. The second one we made is called Master Sessions. We made it with a couple of masters, Lloyd Green on pedal steel and Mike Aldridge on dobro. Mike was a founding member of the Seldom Seen, the great influential bluegrass band that was just named...
They're about to be inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame.
That's right. They sure are. And Mike passed away a year and a half ago, and we miss him every day. And they recorded this song way back in 1974, and we do it just about every night. We always think of Mike. It's called Wait a Minute.
Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. You're doing the road, get the music done and move along. What good does it do? Play songs for her and hear her sing. Oh, oh, oh. Wait a minute. Did I hear you say?
Rolling along, and life has been good to you. And even so, she comes to you late at night is the time you hear her say once again.
Wait a minute, did I hear you say? Take the lonely nights without
Thank you very much.
That was, Tom, that was positively a Samsonian guitar solo. I liken it to the great center Ralph Sampson of UVA fame.
It didn't have quite the vertical of the Sampson era, but it was...
No. Your performance was more like that gutty little John Crotty. Yeah.
So. I always liked him, so that's okay. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Floor burn every 5 minutes. So let's see. Let's do a postcard from a place I consider my hometown, even though I guess I've lived in Nashville now longer than I lived there, but a place called Spartanburg, South Carolina. There's a ton of music that came from Spartanburg, the Marshall Tucker Band and Marshall Chapman and Walter Hyatt and Champ Hood and so many greats, one of whom is Pink Anderson. He was a great bluesman that Pink Floyd got part of their... They got the Pink part of their name from him. The other was from Georgia bluesman Floyd Council, Eric.
You know, but I'm on Pink's side on this one.
Me too. So let's sing a song that's got Pink in it, and it's got a guy named Boss Hall, who was sort of the neighborhood... they tore his house down and called it a public menace, but I never thought he was a menace at all. I thought
he kept
was,
order.
Yeah. Yeah.
In his own way.
Yeah, he was like a floor general kind of. Yeah, okay. So, two, three.
Boss Hall's house was a gathering place, 20 men standing in the yard. Every afternoon there was something going on. Nobody was working too hard. Governor won't let an old man be. City tore the boss house down. Now it's gravel and grass, no trespass. Bottle caps on the ground on Thompson Street. Thompson Street, Boss Hall lived on Thompson Street. Blues man walked with an old guitar, singing about greasy green, playing for the women and the quarters and the gin, stirring up the neighborhood scene on Thompson Street. Thompson Street, Pink Anderson played on Thompson Street. Take a ride off Main, chickens walking in the road, kids waiting on the bus, shivering in the cold. They go to school to learn what the world's all about. They go back to Thompson Street when school lets out. Got your good fried chicken at the Woodward's Cafe, good fish at the Hamburg Delight. And the white folks come in the middle of the day, but they stay away at night from Thompson Street. Thompson Street, hell, it gets a little rough on Thompson Street. Thompson Street, Thompson Street, Thompson Street. Pink Anderson played on Thompson Street. Thompson Street, Thompson Street, Boss Hall lived on Thompson Street.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here on this campus around young people who still have hope for their lives and stuff like that. It's a lot different from our normal audiences. But let's send this one out as a cautionary tale.
Cautionary tale to any young ones that might be.
That's right. That this is about the time that my buddy Eric Brace got thrown in jail in Johnson City, Tennessee, and thought he was...
Woo, we got a woo for it. Was that for going into jail or for Johnson City? Woo, we got the woo for Johnson City.
Wow. That
Johnson City doesn't get a lot of woos.
No, so not from Eric. Not from Eric.
No, but since I was there, I hear they built a new jail, so maybe I'd like it
better.
That's
right. There's some downtown revitalization going on from your court fees.
Yeah, it added up. Yeah, no, it's true. I found myself in jail one night, and due to circumstances that were clearly beyond my control. And
Bourbon.
It's brown liquor, I think. And the cop was very nice to me and just put me in a room by myself. And every now and then they'd push a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some Kool-Aid under the door, and that was nice. And then about 5 a.m. when I thought my band had gone my bail and the door was opening up for freedom, no, I was getting the door opened and another fella came
roommate.
In. My new roommate. And he was looking at me like he wished I weren't there, and his eyes were spinning kind of like on Breaking Bad. And he was using the wall phone, and he kept on picking it up and dialing that number that he thought was going to free him, and it was the same number. I could tell because it was a speakerphone. It was going doot, 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 and he kept slamming the phone down because it kept responding to his dialing by saying, this is an unauthorized number. Please check the number and dial again. He kept slamming it down, and finally he did it again, and he said, turned to me and said, this jail sucks. I could not disagree.
Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta love you, but we always disagree. High on the hill and I run off the rail in a beautiful town with a terrible jail. Somebody call my baby, tell her where you're holding me. Johnson City, Tennessee. I didn't hurt nobody, excluding present company. I come to you with the best laid plans. You come to me with a list of demands. I just want to see my name on the old down hall marquee. I know the way to Johnson City. I know the way, no doubt. I know the way to Johnson City. Now I gotta find my way out.
I went to the mountain looking for proof. I talked to God and he was kind of aloof. I said, you're my favorite comedian. Why you gotta work so good? Praying on my knees to get on my feet. He said something back that I will not repeat. It's a family show. Maybe you got a family too.
Johnson City, Tennessee. I'm trying to come clean, but it's hard for the dust and debris. I come so far to get where I am now. You want me to stay? I say, please, no, ma'am. If I had my vote, then I'm gonna vote absentee. I know the way to Johnson City. I know the way, no doubt. I know the way to Johnson City. Now I gotta find a way
out. Odds are on the odds on favorites. They can kill you with the murderer's row. They got a young phenom calling home to mom and saying, watch, I'm gonna put on a show. They can hit for power, they can steal the base. They got a crafty skipper with a poker face. They're gonna race away with a pennant race, a couple of breaks, we might take fourth place. All's well that ends well, around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Just give me opening day. I've been coming since before I remember. I've seen the pictures to prove that it's so. The season's design will knock your heart out of line and lay it on you till you're laying low. I have seen more big names than you could name. I've seen a whole lot of dreams when they pull up lame. Sad September is a crying shame. Won't you take me out to the new ball game? All's well that ends well. Around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Just give me opening day, you know, and it feels like summer in the springtime. Like morning in the afternoon. But we're weak up the middle and we're dull at the corners and the dog days that come too soon. Too soon. Guess my father was the first to teach me that my mother never understood, that it is not fair, the deal ain't square, all you can do is just to try and make good. You know the players, they will always change, mostly the uniforms stay the same. Put your picture in a pretty frame and pass the mustard and share the blame and pass the mustard. All's well that ends well, around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Just give me opening day. Just give me opening day.
Hey, thank you, folks. We would, Eric Brace and myself and Tom Utz would like to send that last one out to the 2014 Chicago Cubs. Oh. And also to the 2013 Chicago Cubs. And the 2012 and 1976 Chicago Cubs, of 1946 Chicago Cubs.
My. It's an endless wait. We do have fun on the road, though. We try to go see baseball games when we're out in summertime, and we've been to Wrigley Field before, and that's always a fun bit. But now it's fall. Now we have to plan our touring around, I don't know, football season.
That's right. Maybe I should have dedicated that song to the 2014 South Carolina Gamecocks after last night. But.
Peter and I recorded this song, a version of this song, on our very first record that we did in 2008. The record was called You Don't Have to Like Them Both. And tonight you don't even have to pick among either of us. You can go straight to Tom Utz, the TJ we've got here. I had originally written this song in my head for a musical that I was working on about the California Gold Rush.
He is a rugged Americana troubadour, Eric, who writes musicals.
I'm gonna hit Broadway, and who's gonna get the last laugh then? I'm not sure who will. It's not going to be any of us. But it's a
New York Times
that's right,
critic.
He will laugh and laugh. It's not a comedy, but it's about the California Gold Rush, and this song is in it. It goes like this. I know a bird, she sings for me. I know a bird, she sings for me. Late at night, she sings for me. But she's far, far away. When I'm down, I feel her love. When I lay down, I feel her love. Late at night, I feel her love. Though she's far, far away. Sun so high will melt my soul. But the stars late at night, they're colder than cold. I've been digging, I keep digging all day long, all day, every day. And I'm quickly growing old, growing old. Well, I left my friends and family. I thought gold would set me free. Now I'm free with nothing more to lose. And I'm so far, far away. Stars late at night, they're colder than cold. I've been digging, I keep digging all day long, all day, every day. And I'm quickly growing old, growing old. When I'm back, will you know me? Betsy, please remember me. Late at night when I'm back in your arms, will you be far, far away? Oh, I know a bird, she sings for me.
I know a bird, she sings for me.
Oh, I know a bird, she sings for me. Late at night, she sings for me. Thank you very much. That's the musical that we were talking about and making fun of is called Hangtown Dance Hall, and we're going to do a version of it at the Birchmere up in Alexandria, Virginia on October 3rd. So, anybody out there in Radioland who wants to drive up to Alexandria on October 3rd, you'll see me and Peter and Tom and Kelly Willis and folks like that.
Yeah, and as we found out today, coming here from Baltimore, the Northern Virginia traffic is really not a hassle.
Not a problem at all.
So
yeah,
it's
no.
an easy...
A Friday afternoon in Alexandria, easy peasy, I think is what
absolutely.
They
say. Boy, I do hope that some of these students... are listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
People with hopes and dreams for their future, because this is another cautionary tale kind of song that they can maybe take a lesson
absolutely.
From.
We're
this.
Here to help educate.
That's
We're
right.
the voice of their future.
That's right. This song has made the after show part of what we do more interesting because people come up and it becomes kind of a show and tell scenario. You'll understand momentarily. It was a secret that she kept a long time. She didn't take it to her grave. There was a trip she took to Pensacola when she was young and didn't want to behave. There was a man that she had long admired. Something about his rugged good looks.
She liked to watch him on the small screen and read about him in the comic books. She said it was the heat of the moment. She said it was the blush of youth. She said it was the smell of the sea air and the taste of the gin and the dry vermouth. She said it took about an hour, a couple inches of black and blue. Grandma's Batman tattoo. Close to her heart, a private work of art, underneath the wool and the flannel. Nobody could have guessed, there upon her chest, same bat time, same bat channel. Only Toledo is something to see, but she always kept it hidden from view. Grandma's Batman tattoo. Ah, Grandma was a real good grandma. Grandma was a real good wife. She lived to stay at home, turned my stories on, squash casserole kind of a life. Grandma didn't stir up trouble. Grandma just stirred the stew. She didn't like to fly, and she never told a lie, and she never made a hullabaloo. But there were nights she'd lay awake and she'd wonder, how come it turned out this way? What happened to the girl on the tell-to-whirl by the beach that summer day? But sometimes she would look in the mirror, sometimes she would stop and stare at herself and her favorite picture, both looking kind of worse for wear. Close to her heart, a private work of art, underneath the wool and the flannel. Nobody ever guessed, there upon her chest, same bat time, same bat channel. Only Toledo, it's something to see, but she always kept it hidden from view. Grandma's Batman tattoo. It was a secret she kept a long time. She did not take it to her grave. There was a family trip to New Orleans when she was old and did not want to behave. Grandpa had been gone for one hard year. We thought maybe it would cheer her up to take Grandma to the Mardi Gras and let her walk canal with a go cup. Time has not erased the memory. I'm hoping one day it recedes. She said it was the heat of the moment. She said she really wanted some beads. It was the moment that we all discovered what just the doctor and grandpa knew. Grandma's Batman tattoo. Oh, Grandma's Batman tattoo.
Thank you.
So let's do a Tom T. Hall song. What do you say?
Oh, I don't know. Tom T. Hall, hey. He's such a hack songwriter. Why do we care about him?
Because he, along with a little crew of others, helped to change the very language of country music for the better and developed a literate approach to things. And because he has a peculiarly pleasing song sensibility, and because I just narrated an audiobook of his life story.
It's true, you did.
The Storyteller's Nashville.
And it's a great story.
Right.
And surprisingly, you sound kind of like Tom T. Hall.
Well, thank you. I'll take that. And he participates in it, too, and reads these poems. And our friend Andy Arndt, a Virginian, she produced the
That's
thing.
Right.
And Tom Utes, our favorite TJ, played
right
guitar.
And engineered the thing.
Yeah, and engineered it.
Well, it all comes full circle. Peter and I was kidding about the part, obviously, about Tom T. Hall. We've all become really good friends with Tom T. And he lives down outside. He's from Olive Hill, Kentucky, but he lives outside Nashville. He went there after he was a DJ up in Roanoke. in the early 60s, moved to Nashville, wrote some of the greatest songs of all time. He did a great album of kids' records that we redid 3 years ago with people like Duane Eddy and Bobby Bear and Patty Griffin and
Jim Lauderdale. Whoever your favorite artist is, they're probably on there singing the songs of Fox Hollow, his children's songs. And Eric and I were nominated for a Grammy for that album. And once the Grammys are over, if somebody tells you that they were nominated for a Grammy, they lost.
So that's right.
We stand before you.
Otherwise, they'd say Grammy winner. Yeah. We have the big L branded in our head.
We're Grammy losing artists.
But not only did Tom T. write great songs for kids, he wrote pretty grown up songs too. And this is one of them. It's called I Flew Over Our House Last Night. That old Kentucky moon was shining bright as day. Stars were all a-twinkling in the Milky Way. Pilot said, if you look close, there's Frankfurt on the right. I flew over our house last night. 30,000 feet below me, were fast asleep. 30,000 feet above, I almost stopped to weep. So close yet so far away, so wrong yet so right. I flew over our house last night. For just 1 second I thought I was back in town. The man your friends all said only brought you down. The airline hostess said, excuse me, sir, are you sure you're all right? I flew over our house last night. Thirty thousand feet below me, you were fast asleep. 30,000 feet above, I almost stopped to weep. And I wonder, did you toss and turn as I roared out of sight? I flew over our house last night.
I used to live in Rock Hill, South Carolina, South Carolina. I'm glad I'm not living there still. I feel much better now. I used to teach at a school, verb conjugation, diagram and sentences. Wore a tie and I looked like a tool, but I feel much better now. Oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh, I feel much better now. I waited tables at an all-you-can-eat. It was not a buffet, cause you had to bring the food to them. Shoving fried fish at folks who couldn't see their feet, but I feel much better now. I worked at a Radio Shack at the Hillcrest Mall on the east side of Spartanburg. A couple thousand hours that I wish I had back. I feel much better now. Oh, who? Oh, who? Eric, you ready for this one? It's the verse I wrote so that Eric and I could sing it to our dozens of fans all over some of the world. It's the one, the verse I wrote specifically for Eric to sing on. I didn't like kids until the day that I had one. He's a good-looking boy, Eric.
Handsome like his daddy.
He cried at first and then he learned how to have fun, and he feels much better now. I am a pale replication of a flawed original. Take my advice, don't take my advice. But if you're down in the mouth, I might be inspirational. I feel much better now. Oh, ooh. Oh, ooh. Oh, ooh. I feel much better now. I feel much better now.
Thank you. That song and Opening Day and Grandma's Tattoo, those are all on Peter's solo record that I'm proud to say is on my label, Red Beat Records. Red Beat, B-E-E-T. And
The Beat You Can Eat.
That album is called Opening Day, and it's his third solo album. And you should check it out at redbeatrecords.com, and you can order it online and look at all kinds of pictures of Peter on there. I don't know if you know about that page we put up there.
Yeah, it's not pictures of me when I was a kid and had hope. You know? Or that restaurant I was talking about in there was the Chesapeake Bay Seafood House.
Aaron. Oh, yeah, remember that?
Yeah, people would come in like, all right, what's fresh? Nothing here.
This is a song off of the Peter and our and my latest album. It's called the Comeback Album, and it's the
we had that messy onstage fisticuff breakup at Knott's Berry Farm.
We've had to go through a lot of therapy to get back to where we are now. We're in a pretty good place.
Yeah. When we're not on stage, we usually talk through Tom. Address all things to him.
This song is on the...
I got mad and kicked him in the foot, though, after something you said.
Yeah, look at that. Tom is limping around on the tour.
That's right.
We still make him carry everything.
That's right.
It's called Boxcar. Streets are empty. There's no one around. They're all asleep. In this sleepy old town, streetlights they shine down on nothing at all. My shift is done, I'm heading out, gonna make last call. Oh, every dream is a boxcar, I've got a freight train. Every wish is an open road, and I'll drive forever. Every thought I have of you should bring you close.
closer till you're here with me. Job is just a job, this bar's just a bar. I caught a pass 10 years ago, so here I'm a star. This star's been dimming now these 9 years and more, since the only thing I wanted walked out the door. Every dream is a boxcar, I've got a freight train. Every wish is an open road and I'll drive forever. Every thought I have of you should bring you close. Stay, I guess I had to stay. You were already on your way. When you left, you said, I'm not looking back. There ain't much to see, and I know you saw that. Alone in the sad bar at a quarter to two, with a movie playing in my head that stars me and you. Every dream is a boxcar, I've got a freight train. Every wish is an open road and I'll drive forever. Every thought I have of you should bring you closer till you're here with me. Till you're
Baby took the bus from Baltimore because the Orioles were bumming her out. Headed north to New York City, got scouted by a talent scout who said, babe, you've got a face for radio, mostly on account of your nose. With sign right here, I can get you 50 grand a year modeling for boxes and pantyhose.
All I know, nobody, nobody knows.
Daddy took a cab on downtown because the daddy thing was bumming him out. See, it's hard to be the head of the family with a head so full of debt and dread and doubt. But he had himself a lottery ticket and he bought himself a double gin. And a man come on the TV just to say, sorry, daddy, you're a loser again.
All I know is nobody knows. Nobody, nobody knows. Higher and higher, sure I've been way up there. They say you always will come down. They ain't been to my side of town. I have sought the thoughts of sages, Wittgenstein to Bobby Bear. Now I'm seeking not to seek so much and swearing not to swear.
Maybe there's a bountiful heaven. Maybe there's hope for the Orioles as well. But I would be a little wary. I believe that Chuck Berry said it goes to show you never can tell.
And if you never can tell, then I figure, oh well, the best laid plans are a stick in the craw. You pledge allegiance to whatever you allege.
I pledge allegiance to the luck of the draw.
All I know is nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Nobody does know. It's becoming more and more apparent with every passing day, every story in the newspaper, and every time you hear us open our mouths, it's all apparent.
Right. But we thank you for listening to us open our mouths over this past hour here at WTJU and on the beautiful campus here of the University of what's this?
TJU. It's the Thomas Jefferson University.
I see. That's the one.
And thank you for having us here at Lambeth Live. And thank you, Peter, for having us, Peter Jones. And thanks all y'all for coming.
Have y'all enjoyed the guitar stylings of Tom Utes? Is he, at the very least, your second favorite TJ at this point now in your lives?
Boy.
And we'd like to dedicate the entirety of this show, as we said, to Gutty, Virginia point guard, John Crotty. And
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, and do you have a song about him right here? No?
No, I haven't finished that one yet.
This is the song
this
about,
the one about Johnny
John
Cash.
Johnny Cash. That's, another.
Different Jason.
Yeah.
This is one that I wrote when I moved down to Nashville about 10 years ago. It was right in the aftermath of Johnny Cash's death and June Carter Cash's death. And I took a visit to their grave at the Woodlawn Cemetery up in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And it's called Hendersonville. Lay me down upon the hill with my wildwood blossom still, side by side beneath the dirt, in a place where nothing hurts. Finally somewhere nothing hurts. Lay me down beneath the stone. Say goodbye to skin and bone. Guess I'll find out where you go. I get so weary when I roam. Am I on in clothes of black? I'm moving on, I can't look back, 'cause I'm following right behind my true love. I can't make her wait too long. No, she's already waited too long. Tennessee, that's where
where my grave will always be. But my soul is here among, in every song I've sung. It's in all the songs we've ever sung. Yeah, you lift me up when you lay me down. Six white horses coming round, and she's riding, riding with a smile, singing we shall fly. Fly away, oh, let's fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away, like two birds from this prison wall.
Thank you so much. That's Eric Brace.
And that's Tom Utes. And that's Peter Cooper. Thank you, WTJU, and all of y'all for coming out here. And it's a real pleasure. See you next time.
And that's going to do it for Lambeth Live with Eric Brace and Peter Cooper. You can find out more about them at redbeatrecords.com. Our engineer tonight was Morgan McLeod. Our producer is Peter Jones, and my name is Carrie Eisenberg. To find out more about Lambeth Live, visit WTJU.net. Thanks to Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, and of course you for listening. See you next time on Lambeth Live.
Thanks to Mellow Mushroom for supporting WTJU.